Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 66th week of our look at the book of Genesis, and this week we're in chapter 49 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Then he addresses Reuben in verses 3 and 4. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Now, by now, Reuben has a big smile on his face, because those are pretty good words. Reuben, you're my firstborn. I mean, I am so proud of you, is literally what he is saying here. And then look in verse number 4, I think Reuben's smile was wiped off his face real quick when he says, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Why, what a shock that must have been to Reuben, who was the firstborn. By the way, Reuben had naturally taken his place closest to his father, because that was his place. He's the eldest. So Jacob is looking up, and there's Reuben, okay? So naturally, that's the first one he speaks to as far as in this setting here. Reuben was once the pride of his father. Matter of fact, the word Reuben literally means behold a son. Behold a son. Wow, I have a son. They named him Reuben. He was proud. What a disappointment Reuben had become. He has showed so much promise. Matter of fact, he said, you're my firstborn. You're my might. You're the beginning of my strength. I was so proud of you. The excellency of dignity, excellency of power. You had everything going your direction, but he'd become a disappointment. Reuben had become weak and unstable and, yea, even lustful. Remember in Genesis 35:22, time won't allow me to read all, go back, but that's when Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, Jacob's concubine. Remember the story there. And this is what Jacob is referring to. Even though Jacob didn't mention anything in Genesis 35 about it, very little was said about how Jacob responded. Jacob, his dad, never forgot what Reuben had done with Bilhah. And he didn't forget. Bilhah was the mother of his brothers, Dan and Naphtali. And he said, Reuben, thou shalt not excel. What a blessing upon your son, your oldest. He didn't say you're going to be a loser. Reuben, you're just a loser. He didn't say that. He said, but there's nothing good. You're not going to excel. You're not going to place yourself. You're not going to be above anybody else. As a matter of fact, it came true. The tribe of Reuben never did excel, even in future generations. No prophet, no judge, no king ever came from the tribe of Reuben. The tribe of Reuben never excelled in anything, ever. Reuben is an example how in chapter 19, verse 30, the Bible tells us that the first can be last. Well, Reuben's kind of an example of that. How sad. Had everything going for him, the firstborn, and dad was so proud of him, but he became a disappointment in his life. And not only Reuben, but his generations to follow, they never did excel. And I will mention that in my morning message about dads setting a direction for your family. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Well, after Reuben, we see Simeon and Levi, verses 5 through 7. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Remember, Jacob, Israel is still talking. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Can you imagine these boys expecting a blessing from dad, you know? And dad already, boy, he laid it on Reuben. He said, you're not going to excel, son. And then here's the first words out of Jacob's mouth to Simeon and Levi, who are the next eldest, by the way. Y'all are instruments of cruelty. They're in your habitations. Oh, my soul, come now, Come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel, and I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Okay, here we get with Jacob, who was the second born. Reuben was the eldest. Simeon's the second born, and Levi is the third born, and they received their quote-unquote blessings or the future of their life in the tribes. And after hearing Reuben's, I am sure they were really excited about what Dad was going to say to them, and I'm saying that in a slight. I wonder what Dad's going to say about us, what he said about Reuben. Well, the first words out of Jacob's mouth was this, y'all are instruments of cruelty. Wow. Thanks, Dad. Well, he remember in Genesis 34, verses 25 through 39, we read about Simeon and Levi wiping out all the men of Shechem in retaliation for the rape of their sister Dinah. Remember that story? I won't go back to it. Y'all remember that? Well, so did Jacob. Jacob remembered that, and he didn't forget that. And that's why he says, y'all are instruments of cruelty. Remember what they did? And it kind of, you know, got them all drunk, and then they went, and they had them circumcised, and they're laying there on the third day, went in there, men couldn't defend themselves, so they killed all the Shechemites. Well, Jacob remembered, and he said, I will divide you and scatter you into Israel. It's interesting. The tribe of Simeon started out from Egypt. In other words, after they left Egypt and went, you know, after they had grown in Egypt. And when they left Egypt, they were the third largest tribe. Numbers 1:23. And the book of Numbers, by the way, is a book of census of numbers. And Numbers 1:23 numbered the tribe of Simeon as it did the other tribes. They were the third largest tribe when they left Egypt. But some 35 years later, as they were wandering in the wilderness, during the journey, 63% of the tribe perished, and they became the smallest tribe. Numbers 26:14. So they went from the third largest to the smallest tribe. They became a small, insignificant tribe, and very little is heard of the tribe of Simeon after the days of King Asa. Don't hear no more about them, okay? Fulfilling basically the blessing or the prophecy that Jacob had spoken upon Simeon. As far as Levi was concerned, his descendants never had an inheritance of their own in the land. I mean, we looked at that last week. Never had an inheritance. Only the cities that were scattered throughout all the land were the other tribes. And I explained that last week. Each tribe was to give the tribe of Levi four cities in each of their region, each of their land. So the Levites had 48 cities throughout all of Israel in which they could live in, but they never had a place that they could call their own. Are you following? No inheritance. We find out later that the tribe of Levi redeemed themselves. Of course, that's another story you get in the book of Exodus, where they stood with Moses and all stood with that, and God took care of them. Okay, that's the picture. They were the priestly line, came from the Levites, and God provided for them. Following? But the point was that when he said that Levi and Simeon, well, y'all are instruments of cruelty and y'all are going to be scattered. And it talks about thou shalt not be united. It's interesting. You'll find Simeon and Levi were together. They were close brothers. But as after this, their tribes split apart, and you follow the nation of Israel, their tribes never did unite. And there's a whole story there, and time won't allow it, but those prophecies came true. When he says, but thou shalt not be united, well, that's kind of what happened. Well, let's move on.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.